I support this show, and I would like to offer you our biggest discounts for listening. So please go to our website, MyPillow.com, and put in the promo code at the end of this message to get the biggest discounts. Again, thanks for listening, and God bless.
Thanks, Mike. Folks, go to MyPillow.com and enter the promo code TRUCKERRANDY or call 800-654-9659.
This land of ours is under attack. Time has come, we're gonna take it back. Just gonna wait and see. Don't tread on me. I won't sit back, stand idly by. Watch the heart of my nation die. Oh, not me. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible. Don't tread on my guts. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free, and I damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. The time has come, gonna take a stand. Spread these words all across the land, from sea to sea. Don't tread on me. So tell your neighbors, tell all your friends, gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guns. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me, don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free, and I'll damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me.
Hey, everybody, welcome on into Thursday, November 21st, 2024 edition of Your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. Greatly appreciate you guys being part of the show today. Text line is open, 231-360-5140. Please be relevant on topic to the conversation. Greatly appreciate that. There was some information being floated around on social media where Donald Trump had actually nominated Kash Patel to be the next FBI director. Well, now there's posts out there that Donald Trump is considering, because of the fact that he hasn't yet named Kash Patel to be the FBI director, there's rumors that he may appoint Mike Rogers. Christopher Wray, the current director of the FBI, has come out publicly and said he is not going to resign. He's not going to step down. He plans to fill his 10-year term that Donald Trump appointed him to. So I can't find any facts-based news stories to confirm what the heck is going on. If any of you have actual news stories that has this particular issue topic written about it, please text me what you know. Don't send me the story. Just text me what you read in the story and the source. I can't find it anywhere. I looked on Truth Social. I looked on Twitter X. I've looked everywhere, and I can't find it. So if any of you know of a story, fact-based news story, regarding Donald Trump's appointing someone to replace Christopher Wray, FBI director, text me the information, 231-360-5140. because I find it very interesting that this was a story that leaked out there. That leaked out there and had been reported that this was, in fact, Donald Trump's appointee, but in fact, he hadn't done it yet. And now maybe considering Mike Rogers, former FBI agent, to be the director. We have got to get a hold of Donald Trump and make sure that does not happen. So we're going to definitely follow up on this, follow it, hopefully get the truth out there. Matt Gaetz, Donald Trump's nominee pick for Attorney General, facing some absolute pushback from the left because of his ethics probe that the House of Representatives were conducting, arguing over not whether or not to release the report. Well, he resigned as a congressman. When Donald Trump named him as his nominee, he immediately resigned. He's no longer a congressman. So we're following that story as well. Should they release that report now that he's gone? Short break, a word from our sponsors. We'll be right back.
At Royal Tire in Petoskey, we know that you've got things to do and places to go. And you need safe and reliable tires that will get you there and back every time. Tires like the Michelin Defender LTX or the Michelin Cross Climate 2. We believe in these tires so much, we put them on our own vehicles. So stop by Royal Tire today and let our tire experts find the right Michelin tire to keep you and your family safe. When you think tires, think Royal Tire in Petoskey.
Scott Hawley came to our home and explained all the benefits of investing in a SafeStep walk-in tub and shower. After hearing all the options and features, all while using fresh, chemical-free water every night, made our decision a no-brainer. Call or text Scott at 231-534-0755 to schedule a free home visit. Mention Trucker Randy and get a $500 discount. Again, call or text Scott at 231-534-0755.
Trucker Randy here. Let's face it, we're all getting older, but we don't have to feel the pains of getting older. Most people and even our pets have daily pain. Don't let pain slow you down. Get natural relief with CBD products from Patriots Relief. Designed by nature and trusted by millions, CBD synergistically works with your body to naturally relieve pain along with many other benefits. CBD is not marijuana and you will not get high. Vicky and I trust Patriots Relief products because they truly work. Go to their website, patriotsrelief.com, then call Tim and his family at 877-230-1776. Mention the promo code TR1 to get the biggest discounts. Again, call 877-230-1776 and mention TR1. patriotsrelief.com.
Life is a wonderful journey, from fresh beginnings and future adventures to all the best life has to offer. Along this incredible journey, you want to safeguard what's most important to you. Hi, I'm Tristan Cole, your local Farm Bureau insurance agent, and I'm always nearby to help protect you and your loved ones along the way. Let's talk about your journey and protecting what matters most. Call me at 231-533-6489 or visit me online at TristanCole.com. We're Farm Bureau Insurance, Michigan's insurance company.
Well, I'm sure by now y'all up here in northern Michigan have heard of Curtis Gunsmithing, the little gun shop over here off Picker Lake Road in Petoskey. Mr. Tom Curtis can fix any gun you put in front of him. The Gun Doctor is a certified gunsmith. You won't find one better in the north, and you sure as heck don't have to travel out of town to go see one. Get your quality gun work done right here in your town. Curtis Gunsmithing of Petoskey. Give Tom a call today at 231-838-5571. Come see the Gun Doctor.
everybody. Welcome back into the show. Second segment, hour number one. Again, looking for these stories, news information about Donald Trump's appointment nominee for FBI director. Haven't been able to find it anywhere. Let's see. Fox News Online and Gateway Pundit both had possible Rogers to replace Ray. Okay. Folks, we need to absolutely get this information to Donald Trump somehow, some way. I'm going to work on this afternoon after the show. Mike Rogers is in it for Mike Rogers. He does not care about the country. He doesn't care about our rights. He doesn't care about who gets hurt as long as him and his wife, Christy, make millions of dollars. I met with Mike Rogers. Vance Petrick, the chairman of the Oakland County Republican Party, held a private event on Mackinac Island during the Republican Leadership Conference last September, a year ago, heading into this year's primary on August 6th. Island house, little cottage behind it. He rented it out. Mike Rogers was inside the building while a lot of people, good patriots that I knew, were out on the deck. Brian Pennebaker, auto workers for Trump down in Macomb County, who came and attended Vicky's swearing in on Tuesday. He called me. He said, "Trucker, where are you?" I said, "I'm up at the Grand Hotel. I just got done doing my show. I'm finishing up the buffet. Pigged out. Had a fantastic buffet. Got my $75 worth," and said, "Why? What's going on?" He says, "Well, I'm down here at a cottage behind the Island House Hotel. You need to get down here." "Why, Brian? What's going on?" "Mike Rogers is here." "Whoa. You mean the guy I've been trying to get on my show to talk to him about a lot of things?" He says, "Yep. Mike Rogers in the flesh." So I had the radio station equipment with me, my laptop, my microphone, everything that I did from doing the show in the green room at the Grand Hotel. It's about 2 o'clock, possibly 2:30 by the time I was finishing up with the buffet when Brian called me. Well, I jumped on a taxi, went down the hill all the way out to the Island House, got dropped off close by, walked into the front desk, said, "Yes, do you know where the reception is, the hosting of Mike Rogers?" The woman looked at me and she didn't even know who I was talking about. She said, "Well, we have a private event going on in the cottage. You go up to the second floor, take the catwalk out across the bridge to it." I said, "Yeah, that's probably it." Got in the elevator, went up to the second floor, walked across the catwalk. There was Brian. Patty McMurray from the Gateway Pundit. Forget the woman's name. Ian Murphy's had her on his podcast. The hairdresser in Traverse City that was getting in trouble for putting the sign up in her store. "We only cut human haircuts. If you're looking for an animal cut, you need to go somewhere else." Something to that effect. She was there. I forget her name. So Brian, as I climbed up the stairs to get onto the deck, he says, "Trucker, he's inside." And I said, "Well, Can you take me in there, or is it just open the door and walk in? Brian says, well, I'll go in this door. You walk around the back of the deck here, and you go in the other door. And I'll videotape or take pictures of you talking to Rogers. I said, okay, sounds good. So I walked in. There he was with his campaign manager. I believe his name was Christopher Gustafson. I don't know how to pronounce or spell his last name. G-U-T-A-F-S-E-N, something like that. He was talking to somebody else. So I stood off to the side, waited until that conversation wrapped up. They shook hands. He reached down and grabbed a beverage, took a sip. Nobody else was in line to talk to him, so I got up and approached him. He turned around, looked at me, shook my hand. I said, hi, Mike. I'm Trucker Randy Bishop. I do a talk show on 97.7 FM WCHY in Sheboygan. You may have heard of it. I don't know. You're Defending Fathers. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. How you doing? He didn't know who I was. Had no idea. I said, Mike, I'd like to have you on my show. I'd like to talk about your campaign. I'd like to talk about a few things, give you an opportunity to clear up some of the rumors that are out there about you and your campaign. He says, oh, okay, like what? And I said, well, first of all, people are saying that you don't actually live here in the state of Michigan. Yes, I do. I own a house, and I'm renovating it, and absolutely. I live here. I said, okay, well, just want to talk about it. A lot of people believe that you don't own a house here and that you're actually a Florida resident. Well, that's not true. And he started getting a little agitated. I could tell by his body language. He was like, okay, I kind of see where this is going. So I thought I had to get it out before I brought up all the other things. The Patriot Act, the FISA courts, all of the things that he and Pete Hoekstra worked on together when they were on the House Intelligence Committee together. Rogers was the chair. Hoekstra was a member. Both congressmen from Michigan. So I thought, I'm only going to get one bite of this apple, so I better do it right now before he says, well, thanks for coming and turned away from me. I said, well, Mike, you know, the biggest question that my audience would like to know, is it true that your wife worked for a Great Britain security company and was responsible for the security protection of our embassy in Benghazi the night four Americans died? This one ticked him off. He turned and got right in my face, probably about 12 inches away, looking me right in the eye and said, that is a bald-faced lie. And I said, well, then come on my show and say that. Because there's white papers out there. Yeah, 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 I know. I know all about the research and the white papers. And I said, so you're saying the North American Law Center's white paper isn't true? You're saying that these other white papers that are out there that exist aren't factual? That's right. It's a bald-faced lie. I said, okay. I'm going to just say it. He was getting pissed off at this point. So I took out my radio station business card. Has the radio station on one side, Your Defending Father's information on the back, my phone number, email, websites, all of it. So you could see I was legitimate. I handed it to him, and I gave one to his campaign manager. And I said, give me a call any day after 12 noon when I get off the air, and we'll schedule the interview. I will. and he put it in his shirt pocket, not his jacket, but he kind of slid it underneath his sport coat, put it in his shirt pocket. I saw him do it. Then he turned to shake my hand. And when he did, he put out his right hand. I put out my right hand. We shook. And he grabbed with his left hand, he grabbed my right bicep as we were shaking hands. He was going to kind of feel me out to see, I guess, how big my bicep was. And he squeezed kind of hard, kind of firm. So I thought, okay, I've got some Popeye forearms, former truck driver. Used to arm wrestle quite a bit when I was in college. Let's go for it. So I kind of squeezed back a little bit harder than what he was squeezing mine. Well, when that started to happen, he pulled away. That was the last time I ever spoke to Mike Rogers. That was the last time him and I ever had any exchange. A few months later, after it was rumored and reported and fact-based that he would not debate any of the Republican opponents. He wouldn't debate Dr. Sherry O'Donnell, Sandy Pensler, none of the candidates that were running. There was a whole list of them. Nikki Snyder, the list goes on and on and on. He refused to debate. Detroit Chamber of Commerce held a U.S. Senate debate, and Rogers refused to participate. So did Elisa Slotkin, the eventual Democrat candidate. Now the U.S. Senator-elect. So the Chamber of Commerce on Mackinac Island canceled the debate, even though there was other candidates running, both Republican and Democrat. Right before the August 6th primary, a good friend of ours, patriot, lover to death, Oscar Barden, chair of the Charlevoix County Republicans, held their Reagan Day dinner. And who was the keynote speaker? Mike Rogers. So Vicky and I cleaned up, went to the event. I invited Dr. Sherry O'Donnell to come. Her and her campaign manager attended the event. She was working the room. Mike Rogers didn't acknowledge her, definitely didn't acknowledge me, as he was working the room. He went all the way around us, but he talked to everybody else. Every other table there in the room he spoke to. But he bypassed my table and Dr. Sherry O'Donnell's table. And Dr. Sherry O'Donnell was not allowed to speak because Mike Rogers was the keynote speaker. That was the last time I actually physically saw him in person. And now Donald Trump is seriously considering